Okay. So in this week's parsha, we have the discussion of the Yomim Tovim. To pick on one, Shavuot, which is also not so far away, one of the striking things, if anyone pays attention, is that the way we celebrate Shavuot has basically nothing to do with what it says in the Psukim, because the notion that Shavuot is Zman Matan Torasenu doesn't actually appear explicitly in Chumash, right? We have to derive it, we have to do some calculations, but the Torah, when it's describing Shavuot, what we call Shavuot, calls it Chag HaBikurim, because the main mitzvah of the day is the Bikurim, is the Karban and the Shteh Lechem that's brought. So while on Pesach, we may not be able to bring the Karban Pesach, but we still have Matzah. On Sukkah, we still have the Sukkah, and we still have the Arba Minim, even if it's Derabanan on the rest of the days, at least the first day is Daraisa. On Shavuot, the main mitzvot Hayom, we just don't have at all. In fact, not just the main mitzvot, there are no mitzvot Hayom that we have on Shavuot. So we celebrate Zman Matan Terasenu, which doesn't actually appear in Chumash. So even if it is Zman Matan Terasenu, there's no mitzvahs Hayom. So I just want to talk about whether, in fact, we have anything that commemorates the mitzvah that we do have, which is Bikurim. So the simple answer is no, because we can't be mafresh Bikurim. Bikurim doesn't apply when there's no Beis HaMikdash. The simple read of the Mishnayot, according to most of the Rishonim, is that even if you tried to be mafresh Bikurim when there is no Beis HaMikdash, it wouldn't work. It's possible that it would, according to some reads in Rishonim, but that would only make things worse, because then you'd have something which is kodshim, which you have nothing to do with, right? So there's the actual mitzvah of Bikurim, there's nothing we can really do. There are some who've tried to suggest some, making the first mark on the fruit without actually being makdish it, but for good reason that really hasn't been accepted, because either it's meaningless or it's worse than meaningless, it's meaningful, and then you just have kodshim. The only possible thing that I know of that we have that may commemorate in some way this mitzvah is what do we decorate our shuls with on a Shavuot? So now mostly flowers, but the original minhag wasn't flowers; it was trees, right? It was trees, and this minhag is brought from Maharil to go to the Ramah and in Tav Tzadik Daled. I mean, it's not totally clear what the base of this minhag, but at least one suggestion for it, Professor Sperber suggests this, in Minhage Yisrael, is perhaps the original minhag, which was to have trees, was Zecher LeBikurim, because that's really the only mitzvah we have, so we wanted to commemorate it. Now that, to be fair, while it's, I would love to say that that's the source of the minhag, because that would mean that at least we try in some way to commemorate it. It doesn't appear in the earlier sources. It may also be part of the minhag, but it doesn't appear in the earlier sources. The other reasons that are given for the minhag, there are several. The Magen Avram argues that the reason for the minhag is because Har Sinai had flowers and trees around it, and therefore we're commemorating the scenery of Har Sinai. There are other midrashic reads which connect it to Har Sinai, not because of the scenery. One possibility that's brought by the Bnei Yisachar connects it to a midrash that notes that Bnei Yisrael, when they accepted the Torah themselves, were compared to flowers, Shoshanim, which we tend to translate as roses, but probably meant lilies in biblical Hebrew. But there's a midrash that compares Bnei Yisrael to the sort of the jewel flowers in the middle of an orchard, that because of them, the whole orchard is saved, because the owner cares so much about these flowers in the middle of the orchard. And therefore, we're commemorating the Jews taking on that status when they accepted the Torah. There are other midrashim which suggest that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke the Aseres HaDibros, so the world was filled with the scent of spices and flowers, and we're commemorating that experience. So again, these three understandings all connect the flowers to this Man Matan Torasenu component of Shavuot, either the scenery, according to Magen Avram, or the mashal of the Jewish people, according to Bnei Yisachar, or perhaps according to some midrashim, this notion the world became flowery and smelled of flowers because of the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are other suggestions. There is a, Professor Sperber suggests something else as what he calls an ulai v'shema, right? A maybe, maybe, maybe. That there is a new published midrash, not exactly clear what comes from, but a new published midrash that was published in the 1970s, which midrashically connects Yom HaShlishi, right? The Torah was given on the third day of preparation, right? The Shloshet Mehagbalah to the Yom HaShlishi of creation. And says that the Torah was given on the third day of preparation to commemorate the third day of creation, and therefore we celebrate it perhaps with these trees. The Gaon of the Admor of Mattersdorf, I don't even know who that is, but he quotes him, quotes from the Alshich that when Reuven brought the Dudaim to his mother, it was the time of Ktzir Chitim, it was the time of the wheat harvest, and it was Erev Shavuot. And therefore, perhaps it's commemorating that moment. I don't know why we would commemorate that specifically on Shavuot, except for that might have happened now. So again, we don't have a commemoration of Bikurim, even though that is the main mitzvah Ayom. I would like to suggest that perhaps at some level Professor Sperber is right, is that the trees and flowers that we have commemorate the Bikurim. More likely, the Midrash connects to the part of Shavu, the Minhag connects to the part of Shavu we celebrate, which is Zman Matan Torasenu, either the scenery or the experience of, or the symbolism of Har Sinai in different ways, or perhaps connected to creation or to this story of Reuven. The last thing I'll note, because we still have... Yeah, we're just about Shkia, is that the original minhag, as I mentioned, used to be trees and not flowers, though in many shuls, definitely in North America, the minhag seems to be flowers. In Eretz Yisrael, you'll see that many places still have trees. The reason that many people don't have trees is because the Gra felt that once trees became part of the Christmas celebration, it was a problem of b'chukoseim lo seilechu. So despite all the symbolism in the minhag specifically connecting to trees, we moved towards flowers, which were less Christian feeling, and that is the position of the Gra. So many people have moved towards it. However, many prominent poskim say that that's not necessary. Ravadi Yosef in Yechavadar, Chilek Dalet, Tshuva Lamed Gimel, even Moshe Feinstein as well in the Ashkenazi world think that's not absolutely necessary because it's probably not really a chok of the Akum, and Arminah came first anyways, and a whole host of reasons. But be that as it may, in many places, the minhag is to have flowers and not trees. So the original minhag was to have trees, and in Eretz Yisrael, you will still see many places that, in fact, bring in trees. I don't think we do here, but you will see places that still do that.